Turn to Proverbs 3:13. We're going to cover verses 13, 14, and 15 tonight, Lord willing. Proverbs 3:13 says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding." So here we see that the man that gets wisdom and finds understanding is a fortunate man. He has found favor with God. And the reason we know that is because the word happy in the King James, in the what is technically modern English, but when we say modern English, we mean today, but whenever dictionaries say modern English, they mean 16th century or 17th century English. That was the beginning of the modern English period. But anyway, in King James English, happy means having good hap or fortune, lucky, fortunate, favored by lot, position, or external circumstance. So it doesn't mean joyous and cheerful or whatever, like we would think about it today. Now, it is true that if you find wisdom, you will be happy as we use the term today, but that's really not what this is referring to. And just a good biblical definition of happy would be if you turn back to Ruth 2 and verse 3, see a really clear-cut example of how the Bible uses the term. Ruth 2 and verse 3, which Ruth is after Judges. There we go. Yeah, between Judges and 1 Samuel. Ruth 2 and verse 3. You remember the story of Ruth, that she left the country of Moab with her mother-in-law after her mother-in-law's husband died, and then Ruth and her sister husbands died, or her sister-in-law's husband died. And so anyway, Ruth ended up going to glean in a field, and she ended up in the field of a man named Boaz, which was a fortuitous event because Boaz was a wealthy man and a single man, and the rest is history. Ruth 2 and verse 3, but it says, "And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was of the kindred of Elimelech." Her hap. So you ever heard of happenstance, right? That's kind of like something lucky happens to you, right? That's where the word happy comes from. So she was fortunate. She was blessed to land in that field because Boaz was a kinsman, and he had the right to buy the portion of land that belonged to Naomi's husband and to Ruth's husband as well. And he was able to do that, and then by doing that, he ended up getting Ruth. So she was very blessed. Now, like Ruth, the man that finds wisdom is a happy man. And let me just go through a little bit of reasoning here with you to show you why somebody that finds wisdom is fortunate, they're blessed, they're lucky in a sense. And that is, first of all, wisdom's found in the Word of God. We know that from Proverbs 2 and verse 6, that the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. But the thing is, with the natural man, he can't understand that wisdom that comes from the Word of God. He can read it on the page just like we can, but when he reads it, it's just a bunch of words. It's just foolishness to him. It doesn't make any sense. It certainly doesn't make any impact in his life. We're told that in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 14. It says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned." So he doesn't have the new spirit in him to discern the words and to understand what they're actually saying and to receive the message from the Spirit of God. And nor is he subject to the words. We're told in Romans chapter 8 and verse 7, it says, "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." And furthermore, we're told by Jesus that if you want to find something, you first have to seek it, right? "Seek and ye shall find," Jesus said in Matthew 7 and verse 7. But Romans 3:11 tells us something about the natural man, which says, "There is none that seeketh after God." So in order to find wisdom, you have to seek for it, but the natural man is not going to seek because he's not seeking after God or God's word or God's wisdom. And in order for the word of God to not be foolishness to him, God has to first save him from his sins. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 18. Now, I'm going somewhere with this. I like preaching sovereign grace, but there's actually a purpose for this. 1 Corinthians 1:18. So God has to make a change in a person first before they can receive the gospel message. 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. So for the gospel to be the power of God, to have an effect in your life, a changing effect, you first have to be saved, right? To us which are saved, it's the power of God. Most people think that it's the gospel that saves you, but this doesn't say that. This says that it's foolishness to you if you're not saved, and it's the power of God if you are saved. So you have to be saved before that gospel has any effect on you, right? And most people have that one pretty well backwards. If you look in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 12, this is that process by which we're given a new spirit that can understand the things of God. It says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Once again, most people say that you have to believe the gospel and then you receive the spirit, right? But the Bible says you receive the spirit so that you can know the things that are given to you of God. You've got to be born again first. You have to have eternal life first, and then you can understand and believe the gospel. Okay, so why am I talking about all this stuff? Because this is where the happy part comes in. God only saves those people whom he foreknows and chose and predestinated to be his children before the world began. Ephesians 1, 4 through 5. Ephesians 1, 4 through 5. It says, according as he hath chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. So God chose us in Christ before the world was ever created. He looked ahead, he saw a fallen race of mankind, he decided to say, choose out of them, out of that race, some of those men to give to Jesus Christ for him to die for and to save. And it says in Romans 8, 29 and 30, for whom he did foreknow, them he also did predestinate, and whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, whom he justified, them he also glorified. So it starts off with God foreknowing ahead of time people, then predestinating them, determining their destination in advance, so determining they're going to go to heaven, and then they're justified in the blood of Christ, they're called by the Spirit of God, given eternal life, and eventually will be glorified. So based on all that, the man that has the capacity to find wisdom and get understanding is happy. He is fortunate because he was chosen by God and given that ability. Because remember 1 Corinthians 1:18, the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it's the power of God. So that process of election, of choosing, is how God saved us, and then therefore is how we have the ability to receive the words of wisdom and to seek after them and find them. So therefore, that's why we're happy when we find wisdom. Fortunate, lucky, if you were. Because we were one of the ones that God chose. Not because of anything we did, just because he decided to choose us for reasons only known to himself. We don't know what those reasons are. What would the reason be from human standpoint? You look at a bunch of creatures, they're all fallen and they're all utterly corrupt in sin, and they all are enmity against you. What reason could he have for choosing us other than his own sovereign choice, just because he wanted to? So that means we're lucky. We're blessed. And this goes quite well with what David said in Psalm 65 and verse 4, when he said, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. Now, blessed is a synonym of happy. Fortunate, right? So the man whom God chooses and causes to approach unto him is a happy man, a blessed man, a fortunate man. Now, not only is a man happy to have the ability to find wisdom and get understanding, but he's happier yet when he actually acquires them. So it's one thing to be able to find it, to have the capacity to seek, and when you see it, you can identify it as such, but to actually acquire it is an even bigger blessing. And Solomon explains this in the next few verses, why this is the case. And we'll be covering these a couple of them today, and then the rest of them in the coming weeks. But he says, first of all, that wisdom's merchandise is better than the merchandise of silver and the gain thereof than fine gold. Proverbs 3 and verse 14. So Solomon's giving all these reasons why the man is so blessed to acquire the wisdom of God. Verse 14, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. We'll talk about that one yet tonight. And then secondly, wisdom is more precious than rubies. Verse 15, she's more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. We'll look at that one tonight as well. And then she affords men long life accompanied with riches and honor. Verse 16, length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. She gives a pleasant and peaceful existence. Verse 17, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. And she is a source of abundant life to them that lay hold upon her. Verse 18, she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. You see, he said that we're happy when we find wisdom and we get understanding. And then 18, he says we're happy when we retain her. So when you're in possession of her and you don't let her go, that's when you're really blessed. So that will take care of verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding.